One of our listening area's coolest native wildflowers comes with many names. Memory root, brown dragon, bog onion, Indian turnip, pepper turnip, cobra lily, American wake robin, and cuckoo pint. But more commonly, the Jack in the Pulpit. Jack in the Pulpit alludes to the resemblance this plant has to a tiny country parson perched on an elevated, old-fashioned stand over a congregation. It's an herbaceous perennial, growing a foot or two tall, with one or two large, glossy leaves, each divided into three leaflets. Without its flower, the plant can sometimes be mistaken for a rogue bit of poison ivy. But in bloom, it looks like a tropical pitcher plant transplanted from a much warmer locale. The plant has one large greenish-yellow, pouch-shaped flower with purple or brownish vertical stripes. This is called the spathe. Inside this cup-like flower is a single green, club-shaped spadix, which is about the size of your index finger. The top of the flower is hooded, partially hidden by a leaf-like flower petal. What's the purpose of such a unique flower shape? The answer is twofold. First, the cylindrical spathe surrounds and protects the berry-producing spadix from hungry predators all season long. Second, the shape assists in ensuring the plant's reproduction. From within the spathe, the plant emits a fungal smell that attracts flying insects. Hungry gnats make their way to the plant, go inside the spathe, and then cannot get back out. The tiny flies are confined by the shape of the spathe, which guarantees that the minuscule flowers decorating the spadix will be pollinated, as the flies confusedly bump around in search of an exit. After pollination, the flower produces a mace-like cluster of tiny scarlet berries that are revealed in the fall when the spathe dries up and falls off. The berries are beautiful and attract birds and wildlife, but all parts of the plant are toxic to humans. Even tiny amounts of them can create an intense burning sensation. After the berries drop to the ground, the plants will go dormant. Below ground, though, the plant is alive and awaiting spring. The dormant portion of that remains underground and is called a corm. A corm is a swollen section of the stem that functions as a long-term food reservoir. It is shaped like a turnip and was used in Native American medicines. It is similar to a tuber, except that a tuber is an enlarged section of an underground stem that extends horizontally. The corm goes vertically. One tuber you likely already know is the common potato, while a taro, the tropical food source from which Hawaiian poi is made, is a corm. Another interesting adaptation of the Jack in the Pulpit is that any plant can become a male or a female according to environmental conditions sensed by the corm. If conditions are favorable, the corm produces a female plant with its characteristic red-berried spadix. Otherwise, it produces a single-leaf male plant, storing the extra energy for future generations. This amazing adaptation helps perpetuate this wildflower long-term. Specimens have been found that are more than 100 years old. Jack in the Pulpits are flowering now. You can find them through June in moist, shady, seasonally wet locations throughout the eastern half of the U.S. and Canada. Deer won't eat them, so you should have good luck finding them in the Chesapeake Bay watersheds, forest, woodlands, and bogs. For more about native wildflowers, including the Jack in the Pulpit, check out Wildflowers and Whiskey Sours at Irvine this Thursday evening. You can learn more at www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Patternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center, for WYPR, your NPR news station.